Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by tonight and offer you a few words of encouragement. Before I begin the podcast, I wanted to start with a song by Laura Story. It's called "I Can Just Be Me." Just be me, right? I heard that song for the first time today, and I just thought it was so beautiful. I had to play it for you tonight, and it made me, reflect on my life and everything, that I've been going through in my journey on life through all the years. And it's just sometimes, it's hard just to be ourselves, We wear all these different hats, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, and I'm also a grandmother mother. I raised my grandson, and I have for many, many years. I also homeschool him, and now, I'm going into also a new chapter of my life, coming out of a marriage of many, many years, and having to be, the head of my household, and be responsible, you know, for my home and, you know, everything that entails in a home. And it's scary, you know, and just learning to lean on God, you know, when you're going through changes in your life. And not only changes, it's sometimes is just letting God get into those deep, dark areas of our heart, you know, and just really heal those areas so that we can be forward, so that we can move forward and we can just be us, you know. And, you know, I know tomorrow this is Thanksgiving Eve, and I know a lot of you out there are preparing for tomorrow's dinner. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And I know a lot of times, you know, gathering with family members, you know, it can be stressful. And sometimes we put on this facade like we got this, you know, perfect life and everything's just fine and dandy. And, you know, nobody knows that before you got to a gathering or before they came to your home, you know, there's been a argument, you know, a whole hour previous before, you know, company arrived or you got there. And, you know, but when we get there, we put on these, you know, these smiley faces, and we want everybody just to think we're perfect, you know, and we're not, you know. And it's learning to just be us and be comfortable with just being us with no excuses. And that was hard for me to do for the longest. And just thanking God through the, you know, tough spots in the road along my journey, especially this year. And just thanking Him for the different trials that I have went through, because they've made me look at life and they've made me look at people so differently. I was telling someone the other day, you know, how I can pray for others now that if you had asked me 3 years ago if I could be praying for certain people that had hurt me so deeply, I don't know what my answer would have been. I can actually say now with, you know, a clean heart that I can do that. And just learning, you know, that peace is more important than the stress, and, you know, forgiving someone, not being offended easily. And that's not an easy thing to do. It may be an easy thing to say, but it's not an easy thing to do. So keep that in mind as you gather together tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, and, you know, cut each other a little slack, and just be thankful, you know, just for those moments that people are just being themselves. They're just being who they are, you know, and it may not be pretty, but just ask God, go in the bathroom if you have to, and say a prayer while you're gathering at a dinner, you know, whatever you have to do, but God will help you through it, and you just be you too. So I wanted to leave that with you today, and I thought I would share that Jesus is calling with you, as I always do. It says, thankfulness takes the sting out of adversity. That is why I have instructed you to give thanks for everything. Amen, right? There is an element of mystery in this transaction. You give me thanks regardless of your feelings. And I give you joy regardless of your circumstances. A beautiful trade, right? This is a spiritual act of obedience. At times, blind obedience. To people who don't know me intimately, it can seem irrational, even impossible, to thank me for heart-rending hardships. Wow, so true, right? Nonetheless, those who obey me in this way are invariably blessed, even though difficulties may remain. Thankfulness opens your heart to my presence and your mind to my thoughts. You may still be in the same place with the same set of circumstances, but it is as if a light has been switched on, enabling you to see from my perspective. It is this light of my presence that removes the sting from adversity. Oh, amen and amen, right? Wow, that was similar to what I was talking about. Even through the adversities, you know, thank God. You know, they say, count it joy when you come against trials. And I used to think, how can people say that? Count it joy when you come against trials? That's hard to do. You know, I've started to get that even more so this year from all the things that I've been through, you know, losing my precious mother this year and my stepdad, and I've lost, you know, three other close friends, and then going through this divorce and just being thankful, you know, even during those tough times. And that is truly where God can shine his light in those moments of our adversity. He so can. So I just wanted to leave that with you today and try to keep that in mind as you're celebrating your Thanksgiving tomorrow. And I'm so thankful for all of you listeners out there who listen to me on a weekly basis. I appreciate all you. And I just hope that, you know, you enjoy the moments tomorrow and no matter how they may come. So I wanted to leave another song with you, and it's also by Laura Story. And it's another beautiful song. I've heard this song quite a few times, and I heard it actually tonight on my way home. And it's called Hello, Unknown. And I feel like, you know, I'm going into an unknown part of my journey, a new beginning, you know, of sorts. And that just, we keep the faith and we stay thankful always, even during the unknown. So just think about that as you listen to Laura's Story, Hello, Unknown.
I've grown accustomed to the way things are. I'm way more comfortable when it's familiar. I want a life where I can guard my heart. Cause easy is easy. I like the solid ground beneath my feet. The kind of road that someone else paved before me. I need a plan that both my eyes can see. But you call me to mystery. Say goodbye, control.
And as I always end my podcast, if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So whoever you're at around in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope. The world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here next week on The Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless. And good night. Happy holidays.